It's a pleasure now for me to introduce to you four guys that have been part of Steel Town Entertainment's Real Teens program. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you directly. And we're going to talk a little bit about making television on the radio.
Hi, I'm Alex Hunter, and I go to Alderdice.
I'm Gage Guzelka, and I'm a sophomore at Baldwin High School.
I am Haji Muya, and I am the teaching artist for Steel Town Entertainment Project.
I am Joshua Bullock, and I go to Taylor Alderdice High School.
And let me turn to you, Haja, and tell me a little bit about your background and how you learned film, and also how this project came about.
Well, I'm from Somalia. I came to the United States in 2004 as a refugee. Went to CCAC for a year for business, decided that's not who I wanted to be. And during my, what you call it, 4 years in high school, I when Carl started the youth and media program, I was in a youth and media program. So I did that while I was in high school and went to the Art Institute, graduated, worked for Fox and WPXI. Then decided that wasn't what I wanted. I wanted to give back, so I came back and linked with Steel Town. The whole Real Teen idea came because Carl wanted a show, and he wanted, you know, kids to actually tell their stories. That's how the idea of the Real Teen show came.
And we're talking about Carl Kurlander, who's a co-founder of Steel Town. Where did you go to high school?
I went to high school, Shenley, and then I graduated from Alderdice because when they closed Shenley, I was in the ESL program, English as a second language. They sent all the ESL kids that went to Shenley to Alderdice.
And there's still a number of kids at Alderdice.
Yes, I believe so.
Worked with a man named Siraj, who did a great radio documentary on Somali Bantu people in Pittsburgh, and he is an Alderdice graduate as well, and that's I was curious. So how do you make a show? I'm just going to let you guys kind of join in the conversation here and describe what goes on here. I know how to make radio. I know nothing of how to make TV. So just jump in and have at it.
It's a lot of pre-production and planning. It goes through, you have an idea, and it goes through about seven people, and then they tear apart your idea, and then you have to rebuild a new idea. It's a lot of work, Josh.
A lot of it's trial and error for us, because we've never made a TV show before in our lives. I don't know about you guys, but it's a lot of like seeing what works, seeing what doesn't, and then seeing, like, throwing a couple darts at a board and see what sticks, and I think we're going to carry that on through what we're going to be doing in this season.
Now, you've done three episodes, if my memory's right.
Yeah,
and,
yes.
And by the way, it's the Real Teens, R-E-E-L, like real film. TheRealTeens.com is where you can go. So how do you even start? Do you need a structure or a format? I mean, to me, when I teach kids and adults about radio, we always talk about the importance of having a frame or a structure within which to be creative, some boundaries. Otherwise, you would have chaos and something that nobody would want to listen to or, in your case, watch. Is that how it works for you all, or how did you get there?
Originally, 7 months ago, Michael Bartley and Tonya Caruso, I hope I said her last name right, they were like producers and on-air reporters for QED for a long time, and they came in and they like just liked all the personalities, and so they were talking about if we had any ideas for what we wanted the show to be. So like a bunch of different people pitched different ideas. Like I remember I brought in like a prezi about like what format I wanted on the show, and like a lot of that stayed intact. So I think it's kind of like everyone's ideas come together, and like some of the adult structures mixed with like some of the kids structure until we get like the basis for like the format of the show.
That's a nice, it sounds like a very natural evolution. How many cast members are on the show?
I'd say, I believe there's probably around 16 to 17, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a challenge, too. And it, is it, for, I want to be sure folks who haven't seen it get a sense of it. It's structured kind of like a reality show, right? So what would a typical episode be like?
A lot of it, from what I remember, was us going to unique places in Pittsburgh that, like, I haven't seen, or like I don't think any, a lot of other people have seen, and it's us reporting and giving them some publicity so that they can expose themselves, and so that Pittsburgh can get a deeper, like people can get a deeper sense of what Pittsburgh's really all about, and it's just us goofing off at those places.
Yeah.
Also.
So after we do like what Josh was saying, after we do like our report, we then have like a skit following that based on what we reported on. So for the first episode, we went to Tolan Effects and we got to see Josh get hooked up to what's called a squib effect, which is what they use in movies to have like blood shoot out. And so from there, we had a skit to where it just kept going off on Josh at random times.
Okay, that's kind of cool. So you've got the information you're conveying that who knew there was a company that does special effects like that here in Pittsburgh. You presented that company, and then there's kind of a running gag that's coming up later with Josh constantly having that problem, probably upsetting his family if they were watching. That's a great concept to do something like that. What are some other places you visited?
In episode two, we visited Google, which was pretty cool, Google Pittsburgh. And not that I don't think anyone has been able to report in there at that point until us. So we were like kind of the first ones, and we were for sure the first like teenagers to do it. So that was a really cool experience.
Yeah, Google is very protective. You know, no cameras, no, they don't want you moving any intellectual property out of there. What was your skit with Google? Do you remember?
So we did like it's a Wonderful Life parody, which is an old movie, one of our cast members, Julian, wishes Google didn't exist because a video of him dancing goes viral, and then like he passes out, and the next day there's like this angel that like walks him through a world without Google. So that went through different variations, but that's what it ended up as.
That's actually a really good concept. What's the, to get an episode out, what's your shooting schedule like? Does it take, I see your teaching artist shaking his head.
It takes, for the first show, it took us, I think, like 4 months. We started production in like September, and the show didn't come out until like March. It was scheduled to come out on February, but we had so many like difficulties. I know the first day of shooting, we went to shoot at the Pittsburgh Winery for the music festival, and we plugged in all our Hollywood lights, and we actually we blew the circuit, and they kicked us out. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff like went wrong, but we kept fixing it. We came together as a team, and we fixed everything that went wrong so the show can go on.
Years ago, we had an LA film crew here, and they weren't supposed to do this, but they started plugging in all their lights. And we're in a historic building here, and there's certain outlets we wanted them to use. And they chose the rock ones. And, we survived that, but it was kind of an interesting experience.
Yeah, I mean, the process takes like a long time. When you see something come together on TV, just know the people behind it put a lot of work, a lot of effort, and it's basically like going back to the drawing board, starting all over again if the idea doesn't work. So there's a lot of work into like a TV show. And I'm proud to say, I mean, these guys are amazing. They did it all. They did sound. Josh was the sound guy. So was Gage. And they did camera. Alex was directing. Everybody did everything. I mean, these guys are amazing.
Well, that's one thing I did want to ask each of you is whether you look at TV and film differently now than you did before you got into this process? I would think you must.
Do you want to talk?
No, go ahead.
I definitely have a higher appreciation for a lot of difficult shots that I've seen in film. So like when I see like a tracking shot that doesn't cut, like zero cuts, and it's just like a bunch of direction and people moving and a lot of effort, I definitely have like, I think in my head, like, wow, that must have taken so long to plan out and like direct. And I have like, I think it really shows the talent of the people that worked on that film.
Going off of what Josh said, like when I'm watching like the Sci-Fi Channel and stuff, and you know how they have like their own movies that they shoot, even though they're not the greatest movies, I still like highly praise them because I know how much effort it takes to even get a basis of a TV show or of a movie. So to see a full movie put together with CGI and everything put together, it taught me to appreciate it a lot more.
See, you guys are nice. When I watch movies now, I'm like nitpicking it. Like, what would I do differently? And I appreciate the amount of effort that goes into it, but I think I'm much more analytical now because I've like had to edit and like watch our own show like over and over again. So I know like what could have been done better, but you guys are nice people.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with three of, about a dozen plus members of the Real Teens cast, and they've done three episodes along with Steeltown Entertainment. We also have teaching artists here with us today. What about all of you appear on film? I think is that true?
Yes.
This is kind of unique in that I think every member of your cast is a crew member as well as talent. How do you feel about seeing yourself on film?
I absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
I like it.
I have a lot of difficulty like watching the show because in the first episode, I'm in a lot of it. And like I've had to watch it over and over again. I'm just like, and I every time I watch it, I like cringe and think of what I could have done better and what I could have done differently.
That would be me. I am very comfortable critiquing work and listening to myself on the radio. I'm not real fond of being on even a still camera, let alone video or film. What about you, Nick? Or I'm sorry, Gage.
It's all right.
Like we don't even have a Nick here.
I said, I'm not the biggest fan of it because, like Josh was saying, I critique myself very strongly in what I feel I could have done better and what I feel I've done really bad. And I just hate hearing my voice on camera, too.
And Alex, are you as rough on yourself as you are on these other filmmakers?
Yeah, I'd say I critique myself a lot, but I think I like being on camera more than these guys. Like, I mean, I'll hop on there anytime I can. But, of course, I love to critique myself. It's like, because I want to be a director. Like, that's what I want to go to school for. So, like, watching myself, I think it's, like, a good leeway into directing. Because if I can learn how to direct myself, I can learn how to direct other people as well.
I'm curious, do either any of you have TV shows you really admire for the way they're crafted?
Josh. Daredevil.
Daredevil's a really good one.
Yeah, the Netflix show Daredevil, anything Netflix puts out. I like The Flash, True Detective, so many TV shows.
I'm going to have to go with Alex. I mean, there's pretty much a lot of the stuff Netflix makes I can really admire.
What do you think of Mr. Robot?
Oh,
Mr. Robot's really good.
That's one of my... I won't even say guilty pleasure. It's just a real, and I just watched Wednesday's show last night.
It's the best episode so far.
Yeah, and I think the storytelling, and actually there's a lot of art in that in terms of how those shots are set up. So you mentioned, Alex, you want to direct senior year for all of you, right?
Or no? Gage is
I'm actually a sophomore. I'm actually a sophomore.
Okay, so more life coming out of you for this program, not in general. But do you know, like, a little early to apply yet, but do you know where you might like to go to school?
I want to go to school in California. I want to move to L.A. I'm hoping to get into USC, but that's pretty hard to get into. But I for sure want to move to L.A.
And Gage, are you thinking about a career in film or media?
I definitely am. I'm thinking about becoming a DP, which is a director of photography, And I'm actually, like Alex, I'm planning to go to California, but I'm planning to go to SCU, which is Southern California University, for film.
Great. And what about you, Josh?
I have slightly different interests than they do. I like video games, and that's like the common teenager thing. But going to this program has definitely like shown me a lot of what I liked and what I didn't like. And I definitely do like making this. And if I do go to school for this, it might not be my major, but it would definitely be like one of my minors. I would definitely want to pursue it farther than I have before.
Yeah, and I'm a big believer in, I think all of the skills that you learn in creating media are totally transferable. You have to know how to communicate with an audience. You have to know how to take a lot of information and edit it into a form that is sensible and that can be communicated by others. You need to meet deadlines. You need to deal with changes in technology. They're all very relatable things to no matter what you do. And I think you become much better consumers too. News, have any of you felt differently when you watch news based on the skills you've acquired through Steeltown?
I think a lot of what we do is actually some news kind of stuff. Like, there's a lot of like on-camera reporting certain things that we do. So like I have an appreciation for like the reporters, I think, a lot more now, because they're not just like reading a piece of paper. It takes like a lot of energy to actually get people invested in what you're talking about.
Yeah, going like what Alex was saying, it's not just reading off a piece of paper or reading off a screen that's telling you what to say. You actually have to have the energy there to hook in the audience and to keep them watching you.
Definitely, and you have to sound like you want to. You have to sound like you want to be there. You have to sound energized, or otherwise, like, you start boring people, and people don't want to listen to you as often. There's a story of a friend of ours, Jonik, who was on camera for the first time on the third episode, and I believe Michael said he looked like he was at a funeral when he was first on camera. And Alex over there, he had to stand behind camera and like make funny faces and like make him laugh, so he actually sounded like happy.
It's helping people feel comfortable can be difficult. It was easy for me to help you guys feel comfortable. You seem to. We're just about out of time. It's Haji, right?
Yes, Haji.
Maya. You must be really proud of these guys.
I'm proud of them all the time. I call some of them Hollywood, like Alex. I call them Hollywood now because, I mean, they basically did it all. I mean, they're creative. They're, you know, they're behind the screen, they're in front of the screen, they're moving, they know what they want. I mean, these guys are just amazing. I mean, I'm proud of them all, and I tell them that all the time. And I wish, one thing I'm jealous, you know, about them is, like, I wish, like, this existed when I was young. I'm still young, but but I wish this existed when I was in high school, because it's a great opportunity and they actually get to, you know, do something before they go to college, and most kids don't get that. And for them to get this opportunity is very good, and for them to even tackle this opportunity and make something out of it, it's very, very great, and I'm proud of them. They know that, and I'm not there like a teacher. I'm there like as a friend, and just guide them and just basically tell them what they need to know and just help them out if they need help. I'm just there to, like, you know, be on their side and let them do all the creative work and put the good work out there.
Well, the episodes are online. You can watch them. The Real Teens, R-E-E-L, teens.com. And you can also go to Steeltown Entertainment to learn more about their programs and what's offered if you're a teen now and want to get involved. There's plenty of opportunities to do so. Anybody else have anything they maybe neglected to say or didn't get in?
Steeltown has a youth and media program. We go to schools. We're currently in four schools right now, and we're looking to add more. The schools are Western House, Propel.
You're at Perry.
Perry. And then also we just got I think university prep is on the list right now, but we're looking at more schools. And anybody can come and, you know, join. You don't, when you first come, you start with the teen film crew. And then after maybe a year or so, you graduate to the real teen. So everybody's invited. We also have a couple of contests. The Take a Shot contest, that's every year. And we have the indie program. We have a lot of things at Stilltown. So, I mean, we are welcoming. And you're going to work with the best group here in Pittsburgh in terms of, like, films and media. So you're welcome.
Excellent. Thanks to you all
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
And watch for these guys. Remember their names, Josh Bullock, Gage Grzelka. I got it. And Alex Hunter, Hollywood name right there.
Shout out to everybody, you know.
Well, Marianne, Carl, everybody involved, yes. And all the other real teams. Thanks so much.